This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 7th. God's word for you today is as promised. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 25. And it says, "And now, O Lord God, I am your servant. Do as you have promised concerning me and my family. Confirm it as a promise that will last forever. Make them true perpetually. Do what you have promised." There is a game I try to play with God. I say to him, "Sovereign King, since you are the sovereign king, let us play a game. Let us experiment. Bless me in a remarkable way that even my own jaw will drop. Bless me. Do not take permission from anybody to promote me. And let us see who is going to question you." Simple game, right? I have a feeling that God is saying he is going to bless us and he is waiting for the person that is going to query him. Do you receive it? It will be said concerning you, like it is written in Psalm 44, verse 3. They did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you favored them. It will be said concerning us that it was not their strong arm that gave them the victory. It was the right hand and strong arm of Jehovah, the blinding light of his face and his countenance that helped us, for God favored us. Even beginning today, people will look at you and say your own is different. They will admit that they have tried, but they cannot touch you. So they have no choice but to leave you alone. For someone reading this today, you have come into God's presence with a load on your back. It is so bad that it affects even the way you walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the load is being lifted now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is time for your favor. Yes, it is time for your favor. And because it is time for your favor, you will experience at least five things. You are going to experience the five this season in the mighty name of Jesus. Guess what? You do not need to worry about your faith this season. Even if you do not have faith, it will overtake you in the name of Jesus. Is this even scriptural? Or am I trying to teach people not to have faith? Definitely not. Remember the story of the man at the pool of Bethsaida. Jesus asked the man, "Will you be made whole?" And the man was telling him long stories. Jesus asked him again, "Will you be made whole?" He was still telling Jesus stories. Zero faith. John 5 verse 8 says, Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat and walk." And immediately the man walked. Jesus bypassed his faith. The favor that can bypass your faith will come upon you today in the name of Jesus. And I can give you several examples in scripture. Do not get me wrong. Faith is so powerful and it is so important. But what God lined up for us will overtake us in the name of Jesus. Since it is time for your favor, you will experience at least five things beginning today. First, you will experience forced favor. Second, you will experience generational wealth transfer. Third, you will experience "Now you the cap fit, pigeon for custom made." Fourth, you will experience a show of blessing. Fifth, because it is your time for favor, you will never walk alone. Let us pray. Father, I take delivery of all that you have for me in this season, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.